The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts wants an investigation of the Florida investigation, in which an FBI agent was cleared of any wrongdoing in the shooting death of a friend of alleged Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Two reports out yesterday, one by the Florida State Attorney, another by the Justice Department, both said the FBI agent in question was acting in self-defense when he shot and killed Ibrahim Tadashev during questioning in Orlando. WBUR's David Boeri is in Orlando covering the Florida report. Good morning, David, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So it's a long, involved report, 161 pages with even more pages of supplements, as I understand it. You've been pouring through it this last day. Tell us what you found.
The state attorney has embraced the FBI agent and the actions of the police with certainty here. But what is most stunning to me is that, remember, a report that's investigating whether the FBI's shooting of Tadashev is justified, the one person he didn't interview was the FBI agent himself. Here's the state attorney, Jeffrey Ashton, yesterday.
I was very insistent that I wanted my investigator to personally interview at least one of the two witnesses that were there, the Massachusetts State Trooper, because I wanted it to be recorded and on the record.
So he interviews the state trooper who was in the room at the time, as well as the other one who was outside the home at the time, but the shooter is the FBI agent, and he didn't want to be interviewed. Even the FBI, Bob, didn't record an interview with him. So all that Ashton got was a statement. Here's Ashton again.
There was a point at which I believe there was a negotiation, perhaps the agent sitting down with my investigator and the DOJ people for an unrecorded interview. And I basically said, if it's not going to be recorded, then I don't want our investigator participating in it.
So, David, let me ask you, what's the reaction to all of this?
Tom Nolan, who is a professor of criminal justice at the State University of New York at Plattsburgh, who has been talking to me and analyzing some of the actions over the last year with me, he says that not interviewing the shooter in that situation is just off the boards. He can't imagine it. Here he is.
It reminds me of the bizarro world. I mean, this would have been any prosecutor in the United States, this would have been the first order of business. If we have somebody involved in a death investigation, let's get that person in and let's conduct an interview. And if it leads into a direction where there might be some criminal responsibility, we change that to an interrogation and we've got it videotaped and audio taped. We don't have any of that here.
There's other reaction as well. The Council on American-Islamic Relations has been very involved in this case from the start. Here is Hassan Shibli.
How can we learn from this situation? How can we ensure that this kind of situation is never repeated? It's not good for anyone when a suspect ends up dead, especially a suspect who the government claims has a lot of very important information for many people.
And Tadashev was indeed the only eyewitness to that unsolved triple homicide in Waltham. We found out that he described what happened there and admitted his role in it, said that he didn't think that Blank, which we believe is Tsarnaev, was going to kill them. So he was there. By all accounts, this was an important guy to keep alive, and at the end of it, he was dead.
You know, in addition to the report from the state attorney, Jeffrey Ashton, in Florida yesterday, the FBI and the Justice Department all also announced that they, too, had cleared the FBI agent in the shooting of Tadashev. All of that happened at once yesterday. What do you make of that?
We've been waiting for 10 months for this FBI report to make an accounting of what happened. They've made no statement since the week of the shooting. And suddenly, when the state attorney makes his report, we get the word that the FBI has cleared its agent. Three parts, the Department of Justice and the FBI, have cleared him. And what do we have as a result of this investigation? No more than the FBI agent's statement way back when.
So more questions to be answered, perhaps, as time goes on. WBUR's David Boeri, following this case over the last year, reporting for us this morning from Orlando, Florida. Thanks, David.
You're welcome, Bob.